Some Salt Lake City Council members say city golf courses are draining their budget, and they're tired of the debate. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more. Mary?
Brian, Councilman Derek Kitchen said at one point last night in the debate that he really doesn't care to keep golf going, and the others weren't as vocal, but they seem to all agree they don't want to spend general fund money on the city's six courses. The golf director says more money is needed, or they will have to close another course, most likely Rose Park. Other options in front of the council include reducing pay for course workers and partnering with Salt Lake County or with private entities. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake City's golf courses are seeing red instead of green, and the city council is growing impatient. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center with more on that, Mary.
Brian, the Salt Lake City Council heard last night about some of the money problems facing some city courses. They're on track to end the year $1 million in the red. The golf director had options, but the council said he should come back next month with plans that don't include the general fund. But he says that money is needed or the city will have to close another course, most likely Rose Park. They may look at private partnerships. The problems this year came from lower than projected revenue returns and increased water costs, like an unnoticed water line leak for two months at one course, which meant more than $170,000 in water bills. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.